A few weeks back, I received the first edition of a new local newsletter. And this newsletter is put out by an organisation that was formed a few years back after there were three suicides in the Barossa here within about a week. And this organisation is committed to giving people support and hope in life's struggles and failures and disappointments. And the name of this organisation is the same as the name of the newsletter, Seeds of Hope. Well, this morning, in Romans 8, the Apostle Paul is telling you that God's Spirit has planted seeds of hope in you because God wants you to live in hope and to die in hope. And don't we desperately need hope today? The outlook is just not good on so many fronts. Take the environmental front. The climate is changing. The ice caps are melting. The sea is rising. The coral is being bleached. The rainforests are diminishing. The storms are intensifying. And many species are becoming extinct. Take the international front. There are wars going on. And there are threats of more wars. There is terrorism. There is an increase in cyber warfare. Take the social front. There is a crisis of domestic violence. There is a rise in crimes committed by young people. There is a loss of social cohesion. There is a disappearance of respectful disagreement and the rise of the cancel culture. Take the health front. A few years back, we had a pandemic and it just hasn't gone away. The virus keeps changing, coming back. Let me just share about my own physical condition. Well, at the moment, I'm feeling great. I've just had 10 days in the Grampians with my wife in lovely weather. But I know that I'm slipping physically. I only have to look in the mirror to be reminded of that. And while I was in the Grampians, I climbed one of the mountains that I used to go up like a mountain goat when I was a kid. And I suffered for about 3 days afterwards. And these pains that I felt in my leg reminded me of an old line from the Beatles song. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow falling over me. And the frequent funerals I attend of friends and former colleagues remind me that the shadow, well, it's my own approaching death. But I'm not the only one who has noticed this gloomy outlook. A couple of weeks back, I got this note from Jonathan Krause at Australian Lutheran World Service. I'll read it to you because you might struggle to read it. Pastor, I don't know about you, but right now people seem to be worn out, weary and worried about our world. Maybe it's because the conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza and Myanmar and the Horn of Africa just keep going. Maybe it's the hurts we see close to home. Stabbings in Sydney, violence against women, our own personal tragedies. Maybe it's because every day seems to bring another gloomy message about the cost of living. Now, Jonathan and I are not saying everything's bad. No. A lot of good things to see and do and enjoy and give thanks for. But the way things are is not the way things should be. It's not the way God intended it to be. St. Paul says that God's good world has been spoiled by sin. Creation, he says, is captive to change and decay and division. All creatures are subject to death and aging and death. our loved ones die, we experience grief. As we age, our vitality and strength slip away, and then we too die. Well, to people who have little or no hope, St. Paul brings the good news. The good news is that Jesus came to set us and all creation free from captivity and to give us life with a capital L, eternal life. And to do this, he rose, died and rose again, and at Pentecost, he sent his Spirit to his followers. Now, the Spirit is the life-giving breath of God. In Genesis 1, we read that when everything was this muddy mess, on the first day of creation, the Spirit of God moved over the face of the water and gave it shape and gave it life. And then on the sixth day of creation, we read that God created this man of clay, and then God breathed into the nostrils of this man of clay his breath of life, and he became alive. Now, the same Spirit who has given us life, biological life, also gives us new life as children of God. He leads us to faith, and he makes us the children of God through baptism, through joining us to Jesus' death and resurrection in baptism. And the Spirit guides and empowers us to live in the way of Jesus. And the Spirit promises us that just as Jesus was raised at Easter in glory, so we too, we will be raised with marvellous new bodies like the body of Jesus. So, right now, we are children of Adam who are subject to death and decay, decay and death. At the same time, we are children of God, and through the work of the Spirit, we can look forward to living forever. Because we're children of Adam, we experience sadness, frustration and pain now. But because we are children of God, we can look forward and go forward with hope, even though the outlook is gloomy and we in creation often feel frustration and pain. Well, the Apostle Paul tells us this. Think of pain like this. Think of it being like the pains of childbirth. Now, being a bloke, I've never experienced the pains of childbirth. I know some blokes claim to have done that, but not me. But when our second and third children were being born, I was with my wife and I held her hand. It was a painful time for her, and yet this pain signaled to us that a new little one, a new little life was on the way. And so we waited there with eager expectation for our babies to appear. That's how we can wait. While life now is often painful and sad, the pain contains a promise that new life is on the way. There is an American woman called Yoni Erickson Tada. She's well known. She was paralyzed in a diving accident when she was a teenager, paralyzed from the neck down. And since then, she's been a wonderful witness to Christ. Although she's been a quadriplegic for nearly 50 years, she is a woman of wonderful hope. And she once expressed her hope like this: when the Lord returns, I'll be on my feet dancing. And I think many of us here will be joining with her. But waiting for that day can be hard. While we wait, we can pray, but there can be times when we just can't pray anymore. All we can do is sigh and moan. Well, when that happens to you, remember this, says Paul. God's Spirit is waiting with you. God's Spirit is sighing with you. God's Spirit is praying for you. God's Spirit is in you and will never leave you. These are the seeds of hope God has planted in you. And this hope will not let you down. When the right time comes, these seeds will bear wonderful fruit. You will be raised in glory. And you will be in a whole new transformed universe. You will be full of life. And the universe we live in will be full of vibrant life. This is where we are heading. This is our hope given at Pentecost. So even when the outlook is gloomy and hard, don't give up. Don't despair. Go on in hope. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, send your Spirit. Breathe your Spirit into us and fill us with hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.